Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Amphibians have a unique trait, the ability to grow back limbs and even organs. When a salamander loses a limb, a blood clot appears in the damaged area. Then, with surprising speed, newly formed skin cells cover the wound.
Underneath the skin-capped area, a structure called the blastema containing a complex array of new cell forms. Then tissues begin to develop and the structures necessary to form the missing limb.
A juvenile salamander can reform the limb with muscle, bone, and nerves in just an astonishing 40 to 50 days. Terrestrial forms can take up to a half a year, but it's still an amazing trait that no other animals have.
New researchers giving us clues about how they do this. It's focused on how quickly cells at the injury make proteins, which is opposite in humans, where cells reduce protein production to conserve energy.
Salamanders can also store a large amount of mRNA at four times the amount normally needed. mRNA is the template that directs the proteins being made. Having pre-made mRNA gives the cells at the injury a rapid start to make the proteins necessary for tissue repair and grow new limbs.
There's also a specific signal built into the mRNA sequence unique to salamanders that accelerates protein production. When scientists blocked this mechanism, these salamanders couldn't grow back their missing limbs.
If only we had this ability, how amazing would it be to grow back a missing limb or a damaged organ?
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.